With your help, we can continue to fight for freedom. This is not possible without your generosity. Join our quest for the truth and our freedom. Simply visit www.realitycheck.radio/donate to make a difference today.
Good morning, Phyllis.
Good morning, Rodney. Am I visible?
You're all good. We're going to go straight into it, so all our excitement will be captured. Are you ready?
Wait a second. Are we recording now?
In a minute.
Oh, shit. Okay. Right. I got the call. Right. Okay. So let me just get back here. This is going to be an entirely impromptu one. I had really late last night talking to farmers, and I'm down here in Gore doing a go.
Oh, imagine my love of this. Not only is Reality Check Radio back on air, but dropping in is Phyllis Titchener. Oh, I never thought how much I'd like to say that. Welcome, Phyllis Titchener, to the show.
Thank you ever so much. I've just been a mile of smiles since, you know, late last week when I realized, you know, we collectively had achieved this wonderful result to have you guys back on air and all of us plugged into great information again. Really, really, that's a milestone.
Oh, I love it. And I love it that you said we, because it is a we. It's not a show broadcasting to people. It's a whole community of we. And I so much appreciate your help and support when we were down but not out. We had so many people. I'm actually tearing up a bit just thinking about it. We had so many people in so many ways reaching out to us to support us when we were down but not out, and you were one of them. So, Phyllis, it means a lot. You know who your friends are when you're down.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And there's no such thing as a free lunch. Since nutrition is my thing. But it is a wonder how even small amounts from people contributing something, whether it's work or funding, makes a huge difference. And there's that reluctance that I'm trying to get over, so it's not to step my foot into a really quote, interesting discussion with someone where I don't know where they stand on the whole issue of what's been happening here in this country, you know, pharmaceutical interventions, the whole COVID vaccination and response. So I'm trying to get over that reluctance to just gently ease into conversations with people. Mm. But I have found that reluctance falling away, you know, in the last month or so in the presence of the specter of losing a RCR as a source of information, and just reminding people that there is this wonderful group of people making information happening to us, and we need to support them. And what I think people don't realize, that it all adds up, even, you know, just deciding they're going to give $10 a month on an ongoing basis in an automatic withdrawal. You multiply that by thousands of people giving a little bit, makes such a big difference.
One of the things I learned in politics was it's very important to build a team. And I found that the way to build a team was to ask people to do 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. And it would be like I'd go and visit them and I'd say, here, I've got a dozen letters. Could you deliver these in your street?
Uh-huh.
And they'd think, oh, that's nothing. I could have did the letters myself, yeah, right, quicker than talking to these people. But what happens is you build a team and community, and you get a sense of belonging when you contribute. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And that's the trouble with the legacy media, is that they're broadcasting at us and denying us an ability to be a part of the show, being a contributor. And so it's just at us, at us, at us. And what we have to do with RCR is, and we have because of the generosity of people, is have a community where it's like two-way, and you contribute and you feel a part of it.
That sense of belonging to community, to having tribe, on so many ways has saved those of us who have serious doubts about the COVID narrative, the safety of the vaccinations, the whole mainstream narrative on farming and nutrition. Having a sense that we are not alone, that there are other people whom we can talk with and share, to have a neutral inquiry and yet not have it be something that just busts up the relationship, so to speak.
Yes.
That we actually, that there is some flexibility and some faith in each other despite our differences is just absolutely key.
You must have noticed it. For those who are just tuning in, Phyllis Tichenin, she's a Western A Price advocate and leader. Western A Price, a very famous researcher, and his wife traveled the world in the 1930s to remote locations, investigating in a very serious and comprehensive way the diet and health of people living traditionally. And what they found was amazing, because these people just had astonishing health. They didn't know of the diseases that afflict us and have afflicted us for the last 100 years. They just did not, these traditional societies did not know of them. And Weston A. Price and his wife deduced how. So Phyllis Tichenin is a great advocate, as am I, of Weston A. Price and the lessons of his study. You must have noticed it, Phyllis, over the years, because it's quite hard to notice it. And then when you see it, you can't not see it, that there is no reportage of eating good, wholesome, traditional food in our media or magazines. None.
And there is, I mean, it's shifting a little bit. It's just like a little jelly bowl quake, ripples from some directions in terms of the saturated animal fat is bad for us narrative. I start to see little shift, like in the Netflix, for example, cooking shows or any of these televised cooking shows. Suddenly, you know, you're not seeing them put in, you know, a squirt of canola oil to whatever they're frying. They'll make a little, you know, appreciative comment about how what they're frying these venison backstraps in is, you know, pork lard from free, you know, pasture-raised pigs from Spain or something, right? And they kind of couch it in exclusive terms and say marvelous things about how much more flavorful it is and the mouthfeel. But they are not actually saying, you know, this saturated animal fat from pork is very high in vitamin D and it's a health food. They're just kind of backing into it from a flavor perspective. Which is, you know, I don't care how you get there, whether you stride into it or back into it gently. It is just super important that, as you say, we hear more public acknowledgement, especially in a, you know, fat-growing country like New Zealand, that we begin to acknowledge the tremendous health benefits, the requirements that our bodies have for fat. Absolutely. I mean, I gave an afternoon presentation to a wonderful group of regenerative farmers yesterday in Gore. And one of the things, excuse me, still hoarse, that, sorry, pause. that I said to them was that I was acknowledging that I was going to be using and was using the word fat really often so that they get used to hearing the word fat, right? And I said, I want you to understand the value of fat. I want you to use the word fat without deprecation. I want you to say fat with reverence because that's what it deserves when it's grass-fed animal fat laden with all of these fat-soluble vitamins that Weston A. Price determined were the basis for our health.
I well remember that setter-upper, along with the wonderful Mary Enig, Sally Fallon, when she was traveling New Zealand, saying that when she had butter, like on a slice of sourdough bread, it had to leave teeth marks. And I'm thinking, oh my God, teeth marks. I don't have a sandwich with butter now. There aren't teeth marks. And the other thing she said was that she was putting 2 tablespoons of butter in her coffee. And the funny thing is, for a while, that became a sort of a cool thing on TikTok or whatever, social media for cool people to be doing. They called it some special, you know, wonder drink. But there you go. Bulletproof. That's right, it was.
Yes.
Yeah. It became a deal.
I think that was going to be the second example I offered. I mean, the idea of putting butter in your coffee. Once again, we need to get these words and these concepts into the mainstream narrative. It's like making it cool again. I had an incident yesterday, several days ago. I was at a cafe in Lincoln, and I when I'm driving or I really need some drugs, in quotes, I will have some coffee, and works wonders, keeps me awake, but I kind of brace myself every time as I'm moving up to the cashier and I say, okay, I like a single shot, flat white, made with runny cream, the whole thing, all cream. Can you do that? And it ends up taking twice as long to explain to them that I don't want the cream whipped on top. I want the cream heated up with the coffee, right?
Yeah.
And they don't know how much extra to charge me. And this time the owner had to come over and, you know, do what it was and say, look, I really don't care what it costs. This is important to me. Just can you do this? And then finally it ends up happening. And I think, okay, you know, at least somebody else has heard of this now. But the great thing was, while I'm going into this long song and dance, the young man who was, you know, at first taking my order and then served me the coffee, served it to me when I came back. And he came back, you know, 4 or 5 minutes later when he had a break and he said, I have never had someone order full cream, runny cream in their coffee as the basis for the, as a substitute for milk. Why do you do that? And it was a tremendous opening to the value of saturated animal fats. And he got called away. And then he came back and he said, so, you know, why is that important? And it was, I started talking briefly about regenerative agriculture and how fat makes a difference. And he came back 3 times. He was just delightful. But it points out the importance to, for me, of just making little changes and alerting people to them, just little openings on a whole range of topics are tremendous. And I mean, I didn't go into heart disease or pharmaceutical industry or anything like that. It's just, we need fat in our lives. Our brains are fat. We need fat for reproduction. We should be asking for a premium for the fat. And we should certainly not be taking all of the wonderful high vitamin A and conjugated linoleic acid fat that are in the inside of carcasses of sheep and beef and sending it to the tip, charging to, you know, to have it destroyed. Or, you know, this is the same quality and potential for New Zealand to have The people in Europe on their cooking shows say, oh, yes, I'm cooking my venison backstraps in this wonderful New Zealand beef tallow grass fed from, you know, our Angus cows or our Jersey steers or whatever. We need to, you know, remember that it doesn't take much, just little by little, people tossing pebbles in other people's ponds to shift a whole narrative.
And that's marketing truth, which is so much easier to do than marketing lies, which is what so often happens. And of course, that brings me back to RCR, because you realize that the news, they make their money off the farm, the food industry and the pharmaceutical industry, incredibly amount of money. So they're busy selling cornies in a box. There's no money for them in bacon and eggs or good wholesome butter, which our nanas grew up on and grew up extremely healthy and strong. No, their money comes from the new wonder food, the new wonder supplement. Oh, this breakfast cereal in a box has got X, Y, Z. You're going to love this. And that's, there's no interest in good, wholesome, home-cooked food, which is actually reasonably priced. Yes. In fact, it's incredibly cheap when you see the wonder of it. An egg and milk is amazingly cheap.
Yeah, absolutely. I had another little insight to why it's important to mention, just throw things out there. During the break at this conference, I had a woman, you know, about my age come up and say, oh, I'm so glad you mentioned, you know, how important butter is. And I did tell them about the importance of having butter that's thick enough on whatever you're carving it onto to be able to leave teeth marks. And she gushed. He said, I didn't really know my father very much. He died when I was 4. But the one thing I do remember is that he used to feed me like little Graham rusks, you know, the round wholemeal biscuits. And he would put a slice of butter on top of it for me, thick enough to leave tooth marks. And she said, that's, you know, one of the fondest memories I have of my father. And I nearly, you know, teared up. I thought,
Oh, wow.
What a tremendous thing to share. And I felt really pleased and empowered to be able to tap into an experience she had to hopefully help her to accept changing some of her food ways to go back to, you know, the joys and the physical healing that can happen when we have teeth marks in our butter.
And isn't that heartbreaking that you can remember your father, but only dimly because he died when you were 4? My goodness.
Yeah.
That's a heartbreaking story.
Rodney, I think we need to memorize and say correctly, I don't know whether it's Danish or Swedish, but there's a word that's like about 4 or 5 syllables long, which is the Scandinavian word for butter that's thick enough. And that is butter so thick that you leave tooth marks in your biscuit, your cracker, or your slice of bread. So I'm going to make that a mission of mine to find out what that is.
Next time you're on, you tell us that word. Now, something that's been puzzling me, and you only eat the egg yolk in the morning when you have your breakfast.
Okay, go ahead.
Am I correct?
Not entirely. I'll go back. I certainly am fine with eating whole eggs. However, I partly for convenience and partly because I'm going through a special detox and I'm trying to up the amount of egg yolks and the value of egg yolks that I have in my daily diet. So I make shakes and I put in 4 to 5 egg yolks as a source of fat, because there's no way I could, you know, put the egg whites in too and then make my way all the way through the smoothie. Okay. So I do eat grass.
So am I
free range egg yolks raw?
Yeah. And what do you do with the whites?
I feed them to my earthworms. If I had chickens, I would, you know, maybe possibly cook them slightly and recycle them that way.
Yeah.
But they're just be there sort of a slimy liquid protein source that I put in with my vegetable scraps.
Yeah.
And then I dig them into a trench in my garden, and I in situ compost them in the ground. And it does wonders for increasing all of the soil microbiome and particularly earthworms.
I bet. And tell me, can you share with us, or is it a state secret or too horrifying for us to fully appreciate the full ingredients of your smoothie with the egg yolks?
There is a sort of commercially available product there, so I don't know whether I should go ahead and mention that or not. Aside from that powder, which I don't, you know, I'm not an advocate of anything that's dried or mixed or what have you. This is a special vitamin powders, in effect, that isn't, there are in forms that I'm particularly appreciative of in terms of their availability to us. So I put that powder in. But I use, as I said, 3 to 5 egg yolks. I put in some form of fruit. My favorite is sour cherries.
Yep.
They're very red. They have a great deal of anthocyanins in them. They're very powerful natural antioxidants, and they're a good source of melanin. But any tart food, I do not use bananas. I do not eat bananas, in large part because it's impossible to get fully organic bananas here in New Zealand, because regardless of whether they came from a certified source overseas, they are sprayed.
Okay.
And I have cream, so full cream. You want me to all the gory details? It's A2A2 organic grass-fed local cream from Lindsay Road Dairy, or Lindsay Dairy here in Central Hawke's Bay. So, you know, it ticks all the boxes, so to speak. And I'm just delighted they're putting the effort into making that available, and they are keen supporters of Weston A. Price. Oh, and I will share that their milk, their raw milk, as well as their pasteurized milk, won gold medals at the recent Food Awards for flavor. Yes.
There you go.
Including
Lindsay.
Including their raw milk, right? Which, and I don't know that any other product that was entered earned 2 gold stars, so to speak. So hats off to Lindsay Road Dairy. So full cream. I will sometimes put cinnamon in there. I'm trying to think back of what else. I put in coconut oil. Those are the guts of it. I mean, it will change. Sometimes the fruit will change. Sometimes I'll put in a little bit of lemon and lemon peel or apple. It's a way of getting fresh fruit in there. It's pretty much raw stuff. I sometimes put in greens, and I will go out to the garden and I will pick little tiny amounts, just a sprig of 4 or 5 different fresh herbs. I will use weeds, basically, and some oat grass or maybe some silver beet leaf, oregano, thyme, rosemary. I already said that. So those kinds of things, and let's whiz them all up and drink it.
And you use a whiz?
I do. I just use a standard kitchen whiz on high for maybe 20 or 30 seconds. That really whizzes it up.
And you, and what's the secret ingredient? You're allowed to share it on our show if you're up for it. What's that vitamin? Is that special to you because of a health condition or what you're trying to achieve? Or is it something that we could all benefit from?
A special vitamin. Ooh, well, it's vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin E, vitamin K2.
But this is in the powder that you put in.
Oh, in the powder. It's not one special thing. It's a whole range of vitamins. Seeing as you're pressing me, I'll say the name. It's Tennant Products from Texas, Restore Powder.
Okay, Tennant. How do you spell that?
Tennant. T-E-N-N-A-N-T, Tennant, named after Dr. Jerry Tennant. And, I mean, it's not something I've ever really done before in terms of having a, you know, a processed product that I eat that's made by somebody else. But I am finding the quality to be good, and I really appreciate their effort to source, you know, despite the cost, to source vitamin and mineral in particular powders that are most compatible with our physiology, our ability to absorb them. Because I am a firm believer in that our nutrition is best to come to us in its natural form, not to be super dried and processed and rearranged and heated and oxidized and all those sorts of things.
And but that's your morning start drink?
That's my morning start drink. Man, that's my breakfast.
That must set you up for the day, right?
It does. Four or five egg yolks will definitely set you up for the day.
So let's go through it. Four or five egg yolks, organic full cream.
Full cream.
Coconut oil. Mm-hmm. Sour cherries.
Yep. Or some other kind of fruit. Fijoas are in season now. That's a great combo.
And then some
citrus
herbs,
if I can. Yep.
Herbs or wheatgrass from the garden, and then maybe a bit of cinnamon, and down she goes. Yeah. Oh my goodness, good for you. I'm gonna try that.
And well, I'm gonna look up
because my daughter has a smoothie every morning for breakfast. And she does have a banana, but she does a similar drink to what you're saying, just a full egg. But I was interested in the egg whites because I've never had a reaction to food in my life, but I'm finding egg whites setting me off a bit. And so I've taken to having an omelette with just the egg yolks, and I throw the whites into my son's omelette.
There you go.
And I thought,
someone will eat them. They will be valuable. And that touches a chord for me because you know, I'm focusing on trying to get concentrated sources of grass-fed animal fat into my diet, and egg yolks are a tremendous one. And yes, absolutely, eggs are a great whole package. I mean, I've heard people say that if you want a single food that encapsulates everything you need in one convenient package, it's an egg.
And it's amazing. It's amazing.
It's very balanced, but
it's everything in there that you need to make a chicken.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I'm focusing on extracting as much value from the fat soluble activators, the vitamin A and D, and the natural fats in egg yolks in particular when they are grass fed. And I can't emphasize that too much unless there is green, ideally rapidly growing, well mineralized, high brix pasture or greenery in that chicken or that cow or that goat or the sheep or any ruminant or grazing animal, really for the nutrition to be delivered to us in their ultimate product, the food that they supply us, it needs to have a grass, green grass base because it's the chloroplasts, the little tiny, tiny solar panels, if you will, that are on the leaves of all green plants that enable us to capture sunlight, combine it with, magnesium in the chloroplasts to make, this is where life starts from planet Earth, is sunshine on green leaves, right?
Yes.
Activating those chloroplasts to make glucose, to make the basic sugar from which we make everything else. Everything else is based on that. And if we are trying to short circuit that, we end up not getting into our diet what green chloroplasts ultimately result in for us as food. And that is, we start off with beta carotene and the chloroplasts, and in the cell wall of those chloroplasts are the linoleic acid, the omega-6 fatty acids, and the omega-3 fatty acids, more 3 than 6 if it's in a green cell wall. And those literally are the basis for beta carotene, for all of the proteins that we produce, but particularly if we want those good ratios of lots of omega-3 that's anti-inflammatory and less omega-6, and all of the processes that come from ruminant animals digesting those green grass leaves into fatty acids. I won't go into the details on this, but it's ultimately the green. When you bring the green, you're bringing health.
We're all greenies at heart, and aren't we living in paradise if we just realized it here in New Zealand for healthy nutrition? Oh, my goodness. Phyllis, we're going to keep it short because we're just dropping in, but I just love it. I love it. I love it that you're back on air with us. I love it that RCR's back on. I'm looking forward to talking to you. It's lovely to hear that you're traveling around. Oh, my goodness, we're so lucky to have you. And we will talk soon. Remember, you can send me a text at 2057. Email me inbox@radleycheck.radio. Tell me about the butter and the teeth marks at your place. Oh, my goodness.
With your help, we can continue to fight for freedom, reach new audiences, and bring important information to the public free of charge. This is not possible without your generosity. Join our quest for the truth and our freedom and donate today. Visit www.realitycheck.radio/donate.